We're holding Erev Yom HaKippurim. ביום הזה יחפר עליכם מכל חטאיכם לפני השם תיטור. Person has to know there's one day in the year that if in that day you do the avodah kmo shetzorich, if you do the avodah kmo shetzorich, you have a good year. Chazal say mayofu bapeomim bapeomim Na'alaych bas nadiv. So Chazal say it's a droshe. How beauty is klal Yisrael when the oil el regel. Mayofu pa'amaych ba'na'olim bas nadiv. So here once Reb Shmuel Auerbach. Chutz amot nezach. Ali el regel, the iker part is to be in Beis Hamikdash, right? So what are you telling me? How nice, how beauty is. Mayofu ba'pa'omim na'alaych bas nadiv. You look so nice when you come into Ali el regel. This is the Hechsher mitzvah. Had to be the pasuk mayofu klal Yisrael when they come to the Beis Hamikdash, and you can't say that we're talking at walking up to Beis Hamikdash, because in Beis Harabais you go without shoes. So mayofu bapa'omim na'alaych, it's where they're walking with shoes. This is the nice part of Aliyah LaRegel. So he said, he was speaking then in the Yarchikale, the Aguda Yarchikale. He said a person sometimes decides to Aliyah LaRegel. He has to come 15 days away from Yerushalayim. He's walking. He closes business, he closes everything. He leaves everything. Bitochen Ba'Hashem. He's going to Yerushalayim. He's all busy. Mamish, everyone looks. Mamish, look at them. He's leaving everything. He's coming to Yerushalayim. He comes to Yerushalayim. He gets busy. Said it on the Yachikale. People leave everything. They come for a week Yachikale to Yerushalayim. Mamish, Mesiras Nefesh. But then, when they come to Yerushalayim, you know, this day you go to this restaurant, that restaurant, before he knows, he's back home. Yeah? So the Mesiras Nefesh was beautiful in the way to Yerushalayim. Aber was sie gewinnen, wenn ich gekommen zu dir, Achikale, ich weiß nicht, dass er sehr schön. Mayofu bepaom im Noalaich bas nadiv. The Yesoid V'Sherish says, the Yitzer Hore, such a kluge. If you tell someone now, hey, Yom Kippur doesn't make a difference, no. Yom Kippur, what I'm waiting for Yom Kippur. I'm waiting, mamish, my seat, my machzor, I'm waiting for Yom Kippur. Then Erev Yom Kippur comes, yep, I'm waiting for Kol Nidre. Then he's waiting for Ne'ile. And before he knows, the Yitzer Hore steals away the Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur is a avoido k'doisho. It's a avoido lo shuv b'tshuva shleimo. It's a ganze avoido. It's a ganze avoido. The Yitzer Hore is a chochom, it doesn't tell you no. You wait to Kol Nidre from Kol Widre. You wait to Tfilah Zaka. So then you come late, you wait to Kol Nidre. You wait to Kol Nidre, you went to Ya'aleh. And then you say you wait for tomorrow morning, then the Sanatokiv, then the Ile. The person has now 2 days. Chazal told us, the Torah said to eat Erev Yom Kippur. We started from tonight, the mitzvah, a lot of Rishonim is a mitzvah to eat. Kol Arichel, Ba'chi, Ma'alev, Alakosuv, Kilu, Yisanachi, Ve'asiri. Pshat Yom Kippur midoy raisa zadine vachone. Midoy raisa zadine vachone. It's 2 days that if a person prepares himself completely and he's ready midaganze achone for Yom Kippurim, he will have a different year. Chavrusas, atzloche and learning, brius haguf and the mishpoche and himself, yishuv adas, everything. It's one day that he gives it. A person has to, for 48 hours, forget about his friends, forget about everything. The whole day, today and tomorrow, to learn, if he can learn, to learn Musa, to think Cheshbon HaNefesh, what is this Kabbalah that he's Mekabel, how he'll be Mekabel. He has to do tshuva. Rabbi Seinu taught us that in our days, tshuva is a very hard thing to do. Tshuva is a very hard thing to do. So the side of tshuva is Kabbalah. You say that tshuva is kabbalas. Maybe later we'll give a whole shmuz on it later. However, the aleph base from kabbalas is, I'll give an example. Person decides, the marshal, he's mekabel. He has to think. he eats in restaurants that are not kosher, in the Uzman, not in good places, he doesn't bench Moshe Tzorich, the Rishonim like Moshe Tzorich, he wants them attacking all of that branch, all of that chelek. He says, you know what, I will start to bench from a bencher. It's a Kabbalah. I will bench from a bencher. Yeah, that's not enough. A bencher, what happens if you're in a place that is no bencher? Okay, so then I can't. So what do you do? So Avshach told when someone was Mekabah to bench from a bencher, and there was no bencher, he asked Avshach what to do. Avshach said, remember, so how are you a bench? He says, I remember it by heart. So you sure you remember it by heart? He said, yeah, okay, so take a paper, write it down, and then bench from a bencher. So Avshach told him, don't say it's the Kabbalah. Don't say it's the Kabbalah. So if you're not planning to do that, you're never Mekabel a Kabbalah. Okay, we're not holding there, yeah? So how are you Mekabel to bench? So say 1 second. You know about I'll be Mekabel to bench when a bencher only in a place that is a bencher. Now, if it's in a bencher, I will ask for the bencher. I'm not holding some guys that I can have in a pocket. I'm not holding to have in my pocket every time a bencher. I'm not holding there. But every place that is a bencher, I want to be for motion. I'm in dining room of yeshiva and there's no bencher to walk up, or it's only in the same room. The chokhmah of the Kabbalah is that it's surrounded and surrounded, that you for sure could keep it. If you putting a Kabbalah, then you know I'll bench with a bencher. But I know then, some guy says, you know, ala michya, I need to have a bencher. Dear Take, I don't remember every word, I don't know how it works out that I say it. But dear Take, maybe he gets a little ala michya thing, and he puts it, and he's misader. That this is my Kabbalah. This is my Kabbalah. The Moshul, a person says he has to mischazik the daven tefila b'tzibur. So yeah, I'm kabel tefila b'tzibur. He knows it will not happen after it. So he thinks, what tefila I for sure could keep? One guy shachis is the easiest for him, yeah? One guy shachis, you know, he has a ganze milchom adult every morning. But Mayriv is easier for him. It's almost shtiblach, yeah? All over the world. All over. So he says, Ma'irib, I will never miss. And what would be the Moshe if you're in a plane? So, okay, chutz from a plane. And what would be if I'm far away? How far I have to drive? A half an hour? If I don't have a car, how far? $50? The chokhmah of the Kabbalah is that you're really planning to keep it the whole year. And I'm telling you, this is the site. If you build it and you misader it, how you will keep it the whole year? And again. 1 second. Ma'ariv Take I could do. Ma'ariv Take will help me do the Ma'ariv Take that I will take chat every day at Tfilah B'tzibur, so b'meila I will be better. So the guy says, okay, yeah, Ma'ariv Take is a good idea for me. Alamichi is a good idea for me. What else? What else I could fix myself? Guy has to work in Shmira Sinai. So he says, Shmira Sinai. So he makes Gedolim, yeah? So one guy says, you know, when I have to go to a place that I can, that I'm super, I will Alamol go with another good Bachar. That Bumela, I know myself, Bechai Gavne, I will behave better. I will take off my glasses. Again, I'll never do it. I'll never do it. So it's not a Kabbalah. But the chokhmah of a person is, till Yom Kippur finishes, to have 5 Kabbalahs, maybe 6. Rav Shach would say, Alamol, some people, you know, Ma'ariv already, they have 20. Shach is another 20. This is the Yetzer Hara. First, he doesn't let you to get ready to Yom Kippur. The ready to Yom Kippur starts, Mamish, you finish now. Forget about your friends, forget about your matzah, you say Tehillim, you learn. It doesn't make a difference. You're in the atmosphere. You start to make cheshbonos. I'm going to change. But the Yitzhak at first doesn't let you to do it. Said in Svarim HaKadoshim, when the Yitzhak feels that you're about to get it, he puts a festa ma'aroche. Someone told me once he had a very good Yom Kippur. I said it was not hard. He said it was not hard at all. So I'm so sorry for you. Stomach was nothing. Because when the Yitzhak Hora feels that you're starting to get there, he takes out all of his knives. And he makes a ma'aroche. And if you win him, you passed. Like Avraham Avinu. The water, the wall. But you win him, then it's easy. The Yitzhar in the beginning, when you will feel you start to think. So then the Yitzhar sees, okay, he can't stop you. So he comes with a shopping list. He starts to give you more Kabbalahs and more Kabbalahs. He knows with 50 Kabbalahs, the day after Yom Kippur, you're not keeping them. Rav Shach said, in the Ile, he sits and he peels off Kabbalahs. No, this is not Lemaise, this is not Lemaise. Till in the end. Now, the Chochmah of the Kabbalah says, not just to say, okay, I'm bad at this. I'll say, Shriyatza B'chavone, you know, before I go to sleep, a list of 20 Sforim that I'll read. These things changed you. If it didn't change you, it's good things to do. The Chochmah is to find a couple things. The Moshe, the guy decides, you know what, I'm going to learn now, every day 5 hours. Maybe it's much. The guy says to himself, but I know the first days after Yom Kippur to Sukkot are so busy, it will never happen. So start your Kabbalah from Sukkot. During the Zman I will learn 10 hours. During the Zman, the Chochmah is that when you're sitting in Yom Kippur, the two parts is in the Kabbalah. The one part of the Kabbalah is that you're sure that you could keep it. If not, it's not a Kabbalah. It's tshuva, but it's not a Kabbalah. The Chochmah from Kabbalah is you tying yourself something that you know that you could keep. That Hashem sees that you have a plan that you could get there, that you could get to Beis HaMelech. When Hashem sees that you have that plan, then it works. Then it works. When Hashem sees that you have a plan. And the second thing is, after you make a cheshbon that you could keep it, to try to find a couple things that these things that you're keeping will change you. That these things will change you. It's not a chokhmah stand to take 5 things, 5 Kabbalahs. Person comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't know how to do tshuva. We don't know how to cry. But we have a real plan how it will change. A real plan. That a person will know that the next Yom Kippur I'm standing and I could say I kept it till this Yom Kippur. That you'll be masking to put down $1,000. Yeah, it looks like I will keep it. Again, then do tshuva and everything. Avad it, Bezal Hashem, this year, I'll be the God Lado. Avad you have to ask for that also. But the 5 things that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows, these 5 things could change me. These 5 things could change me. One person is in Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. He feels he's very bad. Maybe one of them could be in Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. It's a avoid. Chazal say, Shoifo shel Rosh Hashanah kofuf. Shoifo shel Yom Kippurim poshut. Why? Rosh Hashanah kamo dekaif onesh dait etfei nichalei. This was the shmuz of Malchias. Kamo dekaif inish dait etfei nichalei. This is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippurim is kamo de poshit inish dait etfei nichalei. Be simple, be lemaisadik. You have to understand, chutz from that it's avoidas ayoim, it's mitzvahs ese doiraise loshuv bitshuve. And yazir Hashem lashovim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi. So then, when you do that tshuve, and you ask for a good year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. Again, another eitzah I'm saying for myself, Alamol is when you're tired, it's hard to daven bekavone. It's baduka menusa. Tonight I go to sleep the earliest from every year, from the whole year. Erev Yom Kippur, I try to be not tired. It's a dog daily oilam that could evad Hashem even when they're tired. By us, when we're tired, we read the words. It's hard to mechaven every word. Be a chacham. Don't be tired. Erev Yom Kippur, you finish miyat to sleep. You get 8 hours sleep. You have koyach learn. But the chokhmah is not to be tired. And another chokhmah is to daven the words bepe mole. When you daven bepe mole, the kavone comes. Listen, daven's ein ke elekeinu, ein ke adineinu, ein ke malkeinu, ein ke mashienu. Yivadik etfile. Atu elekeinu, atu adineinu, atu malkeinu. It's the same tefillah. You say it every morning. You don't remember even if you say it. Sometimes you don't need pirushim in the side. You just say the words. Elokai neshama shenosato bi, ato broso, ato yetzalto, ato osid leachzir bi, osid lovi, kol zman shaneshama bekirvi. So I'm asking, you can't say the whole thing. That's what I'm saying for myself. I'm not saying choshev ha'olam, but I take pieces of davening. I take one piece, this I say word by word, with the ganze neshama. Then I drive a little bit. Then again, I'm saying, a person has to be a chacham. I'm telling you, you could change. You go into Yom Kippur one way, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, you could be Yoytze B'shona, Toivo, Akol B'yodoy. Es Melech Malche Amlochim, Akol B'yodoy. What he wants, he could do. I'm telling you, what he wants. And he's asking us, come and ask. Come and beg. Come and ask and come and beg. And if we do that, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zeicher l'gmar chasimah teiva Be'ezus Hashem.